This is Broken Boy Invite. Boy, looking at all the results as I talked to Tom earlier. Boy, the boys' division was solid. Girls' division with Kearney Catholics. Gosh, you've seen them plenty. Holdridge, Gothenburg, Aurora. Boy, this was a tough one to score in, wasn't it?
It was a very tough meet. Lots and lots of entries. The girls were like, is this meet a lot bigger than the other ones that we've been to? Like, it's a pretty big meet. We've had, you know, we had some extra teams in there that maybe got some meets canceled. And yeah, it's a big, tough one, especially when you throw in all those teams.
You're always looking for personal best. And you did have, on the track and also on the field events, you did have some personal best, some PRs for this meet, didn't you?
Yeah, we've had some girls that have been consistently improving, which is nice. I know our discus girls, like whether they went to the varsity meet or the JV meet this week, they all improved, which was awesome to see. They're all starting to kind of get up there where they're competitive and hopefully be making some finals. And we had some girls run really well on the track, like Emma Kappel. She did really well in the 4x4 and the 800, put in some of her best for the year already. And Halia Beavers has consistently been at that 5 foot, and she hit her personal best again at 5'2". So yeah, things are looking up.
Yeah, Emma, 226.29, that is a PR for her, and she and the St. Paul girl had a little battle, didn't they?
Yeah, and she held in there for quite a while, and then just kind of that last 150, they split away from her just a little bit, but she was a fighter, and that was fun to see.
And you mentioned Halia going 5'2", personal best for her in the high jump. Was she close? I don't know was it 5'3" or 5'4" the next height up? Was she really close at that one?
You know, I wasn't over there to catch it, but I think they said that she had some good attempts at it. So hopefully, you know, by the time we hit districts or maybe even on districts, we can see that 5'4" mark. That'd be awesome.
You know, in your jumps, Kenzie Michaelis, to see had his season best. Jenna Wilkinson, a PR for her in the long jump as well.
Yeah, the girls came and they definitely performed, even though, you know, in the morning it was pretty chilly. So it was good to see them you know, out there getting really warmed up and ready for the meet.
You had a couple of girls in over the Donstein Cambridge invite, and you know that was a tough meet to be in with some of the smaller schools, but had some personal bests from a lot of those kids as well.
Yeah, those meets are always nice to go to. Get, you know, some of those younger kids, some of that experience. We did end up taking Abby Renner because she missed the varsity meet the day before for a college visit. So she went and competed and got herself a medal in the discus. And, you know, all those other younger girls, they got a lot of experience. So it was good. It was good to see all that, you know, the good small teams around us, just them competing well against them.
Doesn't get any easier. That Dutch Zorn invite at Gothenburg on Thursday. You're going to see a lot of the same teams, and I think Scott's Bluff comes out for this one. So this is going to be another tough one on Thursday, isn't it?
Oh yeah, a lot of the same teams, but yeah, I think a good portion of them are district teams. So it'll be good to see all of them and know what we're kind of coming into when we hit districts.
And then it's same format as this week as it was last week. You'll have some of your reserves go back to Cambridge for that Mid-Valley invite, get a chance to compete once again on Friday.
Yep. They're go, go, go the last couple of weeks, that's for sure.